Everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm Dee, and you are tuned in to the Lady Code. What are we doing in Lady Code?
I like to talk shit.
And I like to speak truth about basically everything. So grab a drink.
Or whatever it is you do when you're chilling.
And let's get to it. What up, y'all?
Hey, welcome back to the Lady Code.
Welcome back. We are in here.
Yes, it's very nice to have you with us. And we have a very interesting talking.
I think so.
Talking point today. Yes, we do.
I think so.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Right.
I'm really ready to talk some shit and speak some truth.
Woof, woof.
About this bullshit we finna dump on y'all today.
Isn't it all? Isn't it always? It always
so,
is.
Let's get a quick check-in, like, what you been up to, like, what's new on your end and all that good stuff.
Okay, new on my end is I have been very productive. I got a lot of Christmas gifts coming.
Nice.
Started early. I didn't get to do this last year. I started early. I got stuff done. I just got a few more people to knock out. I'm gonna do that over the course of this week coming. Yeah, just slowly but surely getting stuff done. I'm ready for the holiday this year.
Every year,
it sneak up on you.
In the beginning of like the year, I'd be like, this year at Christmas, I'm gonna be great.
It's an unspoken resolution every year, and then every year you fail.
And then by November, I'd be like, all right, I still got time.
Let me see what's,
And then by what's today? The 16th, 17th, 18th, around that time, I'd be like, all right, listen, how we gonna do this?
Yeah, look, I'm doing really good. So I got Santa pictures taken.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Christmas cards. I got gifts coming. I got boxes. I'm not doing wrapping paper.
You serious?
Yeah, like, I'm ahead of the curve this year. Like, this is rare. So I'm proud of myself.
I mean, I still got time. I can still make it happen.
Yeah, I just gotta get, like, some ugly sweaters.
I'm just gonna be struggling.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be really stressing trying to make it happen.
That's okay. Just cover it with a smile when you go out there.
Yeah.
And just get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
What else got going on? You got going on?
I had an interesting interaction at the carryout.
Tell me about it.
So I was on the phone with my sister.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in. You know, it's always strange when somebody's like sitting in the carryout. Like, it's called a carryout for a reason.
You get your shit and then you carry it out.
Right.
Exactly.
There's always like those little picnic tables right there that you're not really supposed to sit
at. Don't nobody sit at them for real.
Don't be that guy.
Right.
So that guy was in there. So I walked in and I was ordering some food. And I was walking back out. No, I wasn't walking back out. I was on the phone with my sister. Mm-hmm. And he said, what did he say? He said, hey, you got a dollar? And I said, okay, so I gave him a dollar. I am in a full-blown conversation with my sister. Full-blown.
Rude.
He is talking to me like I'm not on the phone.
Rude.
Interrupting me like every 3 minutes. Like, to the point where my sister was like, who are you talking to?
And let me ask you, did you have your phone to your face?
Yes.
So it was obvious
that she was on the phone. Yes, it was very obvious that I was on the phone. And he just kept, you could tell, like, he thought of something and it just came out of his mouth. Like, he was just asking him. So I was like, dog, like, what the hell? But then you know how you, like, sit there and you're like, okay, something's not all the way right.
Right.
So you don't want to, like, disrespect somebody who's not all the way together because you never know how they're going to play it. So I just kind of, like, had to sit there and, like, deal with this. And so at one point she was like, who are you talking to? And I was like, uh-huh. And she was like, oh, you're not listening to me. I was like, no, I am.
I am.
She was like, are you talking to me? And I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, who are you talking to? I was like, I heard you. And she was like, oh.
Right.
I see. I know what's happening here. But yeah, it was just, it was real wild. And then when I was leaving, he was like, hey, you got another dollar.
That's what irritated me.
But
like,
I think,
listen, bruh.
But he almost asked me for a dollar like he ain't remember he asked me for the first
one. Bruh, I gave you money.
Right.
Like, what if that was like, that was probably my only dollar? I gave you money. Like, dog, right. don't be greedy.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, sis.
Yeah.
A queen.
Right.
Can I get another dollar?
He definitely was hit me with all them superlatives. But yeah, so then when I was leaving, I was like, well, let me see if they got change. And the lady ain't had change. So I just threw five at him and walked out. I'm gone.
Here you go, bro.
Like, please take
this $5. Here's your blessing.
Yeah, as a hint to not ask me anything else. And then I just walked to the car. But yeah, that was crazy. It was crazy. And you don't, it's, when you encounter crazy, you just gotta be patient.
Yeah.
You can't rush crazy. You can't disrespect crazy. You can't, or you shouldn't, rather.
You shouldn't
agitate crazy.
Don't agitate it. It's hilarious.
You gotta let crazy happen.
Sometimes when you see, like, people in the community, and yeah. they be tripping.
Yeah.
And then, you know they tripping. Like, I know, because I'm, you know, in the field. I know what to look for, stuff like that.
Right.
But when I see it, it still is, I mean, sometimes it should be funny.
Right.
Like, did I ever tell you about the time we was out doing yoga in the park? it was somewhere in Virginia.
No.
And it was like three of us, me and two other friends, was doing yoga outside. And then it was getting late. So at the end of the yoga thing, we're all kind of in our Shavasana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the very end.
Use your words.
She comes up mm-hmm. and she goes, okay guys, namaste. So then I don't know if she was homeless, I'm assuming she was homeless, but she was definitely off.
Mm-hmm.
Lady walk up to us and she was like, namaste my ass. I will never forget it. And then she was just staring at everybody else was sitting on the ground.
Uh-huh.
She's standing, it's like 100 of us.
Uh-huh.
She's standing in front of 100 people just like, namaste my ass. And then she goes, God is real. And we was just like, yes, he is.
All the time.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste down here because I'm going to wait for you to go.
Namaste here.
And then I'm going to let your ass go over there. Go on over there.
Namaste.
Go on over there.
That's funny. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and while you were talking, because you said homeless, that made me think of something else. So, you know Sesame Street. And
right.
This is random. Always, it's like trying to, not push the envelope, but they're always trying to introduce kids to new things. So, like, they made
right.
the Muppet that had AIDS. They made the Muppet with autism. They made the Muppet, I don't know if they did a gay Muppet, but, I mean, Bert and Ernie. But, you know, like, they introduced, like, they have all these Latino Muppets and everything now because they're trying to make it, like, you know, where people can see themselves in Muppets, but also let Muppets reflect the real world, right? So
I guess.
This is what Sesame Street is doing, or has.
If Sesame Street puts a gay Muppet up, I'm gonna be irritated as hell.
There's already a gay Muppet.
There's a gay Muppet.
Bert and Ernie.
Are they a couple? You think they're a couple?
Wait a minute. They have an apartment together. Okay.
I never looked at Bert and Ernie like that. I'm just thinking they was best friends.
Bert has some weird, like, very neat tendencies. You know what I mean? He's always like, oh, my God.
First of all, who the hell is paying that deep, that close attention to some damn puppets? Seriously.
Children.
But not to the point where they're like, Bernie and Bert, Ert and Bernie, whatever the fuck their name are.
Bert and Ernie.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're a couple, and
yeah.
they're together, and they're
well,
cool.
Well, no, but I'm saying, so, like, no. In recent years, like, they've made a Muppet that had AIDS, they made a Muppet that had autism, they made a Muppet.
They made a Muppet that had AIDS? What
yes.
the fuck?
So, listen, they've also made Muppets that have, like, curly hair, like, they have
I'm
a
sorry.
Black Muppet that sings
I'm sorry.
Pretty her hair.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I wish this music would just stop right now. Because I'm serious. Why the fuck do we need to make HIV positive Muppets?
Because you gotta think about this. Children have AIDS, but they don't have AIDS, but your parent could have had AIDS and it could have been transferred.
But why is
you
that?
Had
but
to
why
get a
does
blood
that
transfusion?
Need to be translated into the
because,
Muppet world?
Because children because they identify with something that makes sense to them. Right? So if you have it, just like they have, like, Muppets with cancer. If you have a friend.
Oh, my God.
Listen, no. But you got to think about, like, the psychology of it. So, like, if you have.
I am thinking about the psychology of it. And I just don't think that Muppets is that deep. I don't think that there needs to be a psychological aspect to Muppets.
But if that's how you understand the world, if that helps you make sense of the world. Listen, the whole point is they're making a homeless Muppet, which I thought was a little bit. I thought that was a bit far-fetched.
So that's more far-fetched than a Muppet that has HIV.
I'm gonna tell you
then
why.
We think about this. Muppets can't have sex. Muppets do not have bodily fluids. How did the Muppet get HIV? If we're going
to
go deep.
Yo,
if
no.
we're going to look at it like
you're
that.
Thinking about
how
this
the
wrong.
Hell did the Muppet
you're
even contract
this wrong.
Contract
there
AIDS?
Are children who have HIV and AIDS.
I get
who
it.
Who aren't sexually active. They got it from their parents. It's a viral thing. So
I
you
get,
can get
I get
it from your
that.
Parents.
But
so
Muppets
why are you talking
aren't
about
real.
Sex?
Muppets aren't people.
But why are you talking about sex?
I'm just thinking, how did the Muppet get HIV?
The Muppet
didn't
parent
come.
Could have had HIV.
The parent, the, oh God.
The Muppet Mommy was the HIV Muppet
didn't
positive.
Come out of the mommy's stomach.
She could have.
It didn't.
That
it
happened.
It was built. It was created by a person. They taking this Muppet shit too damn deep.
No.
That Muppet was not birthed.
It's a psychology tool.
It was created by a person.
It's psychology. Listen.
You don't have DNA. Is,
they were
your
saying.
Your genetics do not have
Muppet fur.
You don't have genetics as a Muppet.
I'm 23 and me might come back.
My Jesus.
2% Muppet.
Sorry, y'all. We got real serious on that. I don't even know how that happened. But
listen,
she started talking about Muppets.
They're making a homeless Muppet.
Okay, homeless Muppet.
So my husband told me this. And then he said he saw this online. It was like an article, I guess, or something that he was telling me about. Because my daughter loves Sesame Street. So he was saying they're making a homeless Muppet. And then he said the first, like one of the first comments under it was a black person that was like, Sesame Street lying. Because Oscar the Grouch has lived in a trash can for 40
since I ever known
since
him.
For 40 some years. Sesame Street been on for 40
in that
years.
Same
Oscar
trash
the Grouch
can.
Has lived in a trash can
and
for 40 years.
And he ain't even
years.
Upgraded the trash can. It's been that same one.
So, I think you already have a homeless Muppet.
He's
on
definitely
Street.
Homeless. Well, no, the trash can is his home.
I know, but I'm saying everybody else paying rent. Everybody else got doors. My man been holding down a trash can for 40 years, and now they talking about a homeless Muppet.
That is hilarious.
Anyway, it made me giggle.
Homeless
Muppet.
Muppets.
Yeah.
With genetics. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And now they can contract HIV.
The more
okay.
You know, the more you know. They're born with it. They're not contracting it.
And now Muppets are born. Great. All right. As opposed to created. Anyway, in regards to me, let's see.
Expand your mind, man.
Where am I? Free your mind.
In the rest of
that thing just threw my whole head. Just threw my whole head off.
Fucking me up my whole head.
That's crazy. I ain't really been up to much. I've been wanting to explore Baltimore more.
Mm.
I like Baltimore. I went to a restaurant recently called Woodmore Kitchen. You been in? You heard about it?
I heard of it, but I don't think I've been there.
Woodmore Kitchen, so I actually went and ate me some meat.
Some meat.
I ate some gas. Backsliding. Gas. So
What meat?
I ate some chicken, but it was delicious because the way the Woodbury Kitchen does it is they have their own farm. So they raise their own animals and then they just cook them and they put it on the table basically. So you know exactly where it come from. Just like that show Portlandia, that sketch where they was like, where's this chicken made? And they was like, well, the chicken's name is Colin.
Oh, yeah.
And he's from a farm up the street. And so,
I told you about that when I bought a rotisserie chicken at Yes Market.
Right.
And it was like $12. $12 for a rotisserie chicken. I was like, oh,
was
living a great life.
He was little, wasn't he?
He was little.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, they probably read him bedtime stories and massaged his shoulders and everything. $12.
So I went to Woodbury Kitchen and I ate some Colin.
Mm.
And Colin was delicious.
Was he crispy or was he roasted?
It was roasted. Mm. It was crispy, kind of, because of the broil.
Just a little crunch.
It was delicious. Mm. And I didn't feel bad about it at all.
Hey.
But I was thinking, I need to explore Baltimore more. I really do. Mm. Like,
explore the safe parts.
The safe parts. Listen, the first time I went to Baltimore... I mean, I'm sorry, for those who aren't from my area,
right,
don't speak like me.
Baltimore. With a T.
Baltimore. We say Baltimore.
Baltimore.
So right. The first time I went to Baltimore, I saw a sign on the wall. It was a mural,
mm-hmm.
A painted mural. Did I say about it?
Mm-hmm. No.
I didn't? Mm. It said...
like to hear about it, here go.
It said, don't end up like your car battery.
Ooh.
Dot, dot, dot.
Mm.
Dead on the side of the road. I was like, can we go?
Like,
please,
Uber?
Can you? We're at a red light. Just go ahead and run the light.
Fuck
just
you.
Run the light. Just
fuck
go ahead.
You.
Matter of fact, just take me home. Take me the fuck home. I'm scared.
I give up.
I'm thinking I'm gonna die out here in Baltimore City.
When we first moved to Baltimore, we went into the city. We was just kicking it. We was kicking it, and it was yeah, that's gone. We were in like coming back into the city, so it was like 2:30. Might have been like 2:30.
Right.
Morning. And it was like kids outside. Like 7 and 8.
At 2:30 in the morning?
At 2:30 in the morning, just throwing rocks at each other.
Nah,
and,
bro.
And riding bikes like it was.
Like it was 2:30 in the afternoon.
I was like, wow.
On a Saturday. That's crazy.
Yo, I just felt so many emotions. Like my heart was broken. I was concerned. I was like.
Where mommy at?
Scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody will get these babies.
Yeah. But then like where is the person who's supposed to be watching you? And then like.
In the house high?
Oh, Lord, anyway.
That's what they do. They in the house.
I know. That's why a plethora of emotions went through my body. Anyway, didn't you go to a holiday party?
Last night, I did. I went to the Halloween party. It was fun. It was fun. Ugh. They had some really fun Christmas games. They had this one game in particular, right? Mm. So basically, it was like a white... Like the white elephant Santa, thing, yeah. White elephant Christmas, whatever it was called. It's called White Christmas, right? This one, what they did. So basically, they gave everybody an envelope and had $100 worth of like Monopoly money and whatever. Mm-hmm. So they like, look, you got to budget this money, you know, and we're gonna auction off these gifts, but you can pay however much you want to pay for your gift. Okay. So I got two. I got one for $40 and I got one for $60. Okay. I was pressed. I was like, $60! Somebody was like, $55. I was like, $60, bitch!
What was your $60?
The 60 was a box. It was a big box. And I was like, I was psyched. I was like, this gotta be something good in here, right? So I got it and I'm shaking it. I was like, nigga, this is a goddamn box of cereal. You could tell.
Was it good? Was it like...
Listen.
Okay.
To the story. Okay. So until... We couldn't open the gifts until all the gifts was auctioned off, right? Okay. So then the people that had money saved up, money left over that didn't spend all their money, they could steal gifts. So this one girl, I was pressed for somebody to take this cereal from me, right? Mm. I was like, hold my gifts up, like, don't you want this? And so she grabbed my cereal. Mm. In my mind, I'm thinking it was cereal. Mm. And so she took it, and I was like, yes. So she gave me something else, and I'm like, yes, I got another gift, right? Okay. So then everybody opened it, get their, you know, passed it, everybody money done.
Right.
She opens the box. We open our gifts.
The cereal box.
It's not even cereal. It's a beautiful jigsaw puzzle. With $20 in there. I was like, I could have had $20.
You gave your blessing away.
I gave my blessing away. Mm. I did. Mm. And guess what I got? Some little neon picture, bar whatever. Sign. Right. Yeah. And I was like, I'll take it. But I just thought it was funny.
I just thought it was funny.
And the lesson being, just appreciate what you got.
So wait, but that was your $60 gift. What was the $40 gift?
It was a Target gift card for $15.
Okay.
So I'll take that.
All right.
And I got some M&Ms in it too.
Okay.
So I'll take that.
All right.
So it was fun, but I liked the way that they had the party. It was very interactive, very...
Was it at a house or was it like at a...
It was somebody's house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of thought went into it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of liquor.
And that's all it really takes.
A whole lot of liquor.
A little bit of thought and a lot of liquor. Yeah. I like it.
So look, y'all, let's get into the question of the day. Today we're talking about... So listen, when your family throws shade... Just think about this as you're driving, okay? When your family throws shade, what response is most likely something that they would say when they throw shade? Would they be like, oh, that's cute? Mm-hmm. Or would they add little at the beginning of everything, like, oh, okay, I see your little boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna come to your little party. Mm-hmm. Right? Or would they be like, have a blessed day? Or would they hit you with the, I'm gonna pray for you? Mm. Which one would you say, in your family, what would you say is most appropriate out of those responses?
I feel like we're not shady.
Okay.
I feel like you just get carried out right.
Okay.
Like it sting a little bit.
It's going to hurt. It's going to burn a little bit.
The wounds heal slow.
Like just throw some salt up in that thing.
But I could tell you what I would do.
I have a thought.
Of me?
Of your family, like when I think of your family, I think about your mom. I'm gonna pray for that baby. I'm gonna pray for you.
She has said that before. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and have a birthday.
But I think she means it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's not shade when she says.
I agree.
She actually gonna hit.
I agree.
She gonna kneel before the Father for
you. So what you think about your family overall? What would you say?
Overall, I just think we a face making family. Mm-hmm. Silence speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, we'll cut looks at each other or just be like, hmm. Like that's our general sound like a, hmm. Yeah, it's just a tight-lipped, hmm.
I was having this conversation with somebody else the other day because we found this question on Black Car Revolt on the game. And I was like, oh, my family is definitely adding a little at the beginning of everything.
A little.
Yes. And so I was having a conversation with my cousin the other day. Mm. And so he goes, so what's going on with your little friend?
Ooh.
And I was like, little friend, what the hell are you talking about?
Whiny.
And I said, yo, that's crazy. I was just talking to somebody about how my family be adding little at the beginning of everything. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Christmas party I'm having. He was like, so I'm gonna come to your little party. I'm telling you, that's how they are. Or they might hit you with the that's cute. Mm-hmm. They might do that.
See, I don't.
But my family throws shade.
Yeah.
At each other. I mean, everybody else.
We talk about each other, but it's typically to your face, and or like it just be like, we're famous for like a, I don't got time for that, or like a.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, like a.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what we do. Okay. That's the way we rock.
I just thought that was.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, the very, very different shades of shade.
All right, so go ahead and move on with your little topic at hand.
Imagine a society where everything you do, everything you say, and everything you buy is controlled and evaluated by the authorities.
Yeah. Everything you do and buy.
I would be afraid of that. And what we're talking about today is...
Just that. Yeah.
And the ways in which the government and, I guess, various authorities and powers that be have maintained this type of technological control over society. Mm-hmm. And this happened when I came across a video recently in regards to the China behavior rating system. So let me tell y'all what they doing out China.
Tell us what's going on out China.
Man, y'all seen Black Mirror, right?
Yes. So I don't know. I talked about this episode last season.
Possibly.
It's real.
So it's real out here. And so I be looking at these shows and thinking like, yo, where these ideas coming from? But that's because this shit is already fucking real.
Yeah.
And people don't think and know that it's real.
Well, because it's so far-fetched. It is far-fetched. You don't think.
It is. But though, so there's an episode on Black Mirror. Black Mirror is a show on Netflix that has a technological aspect to every show. Yeah. And on this particular episode of Black, it was the very first episode, matter of fact, it was the very first episode of the series, season one. And they had it so that the people in the area were rated off of their likability, in a sense.
Right.
And so you would meet somebody, and let's say me, I would definitely be like a 2-3 star, right? Because every now and then, if something get on my nerves, I'm gonna cut the side eye. Like, fuck you, what?
Yeah.
What?
Like, really?
I'm not gonna be faking out here on these streets.
I don't
and stuff.
Like you, and I'm right, not like, leave it was me alone. Season 3, episode 1.
Oh, well, excuse me.
I wanted to get it right. In case the people want to go
excuse
look.
Me.
In case the people want to look.
And so, basically, people got rated off of their likability. And once you were rated to a certain degree, then that would control your ability to acquire certain things within
everything.
Your society. And it would affect your credit. Like, that was your credit.
Right.
Like, you couldn't even get a house. If people didn't like you, you can't get no house.
Right. She couldn't even rent, like, a
she couldn't
car.
Even rent, right.
Yeah.
So in China, this is happening today. And it's actually been taking place starting in 2015. And it's going to be fully rolled out by 2020.
Oof.
And they have a behavior rating system out in China where individuals are tracked and monitored based off of their spending, based off of everything that they do for the most part. And if it seems that the government don't think that you
doing
are
a
good person,
yeah,
it can affect your credit and your ability to succeed in life. And so there was a guy on that documentary where he made a tweet. And the tweet wasn't, I guess, to the government's liking.
Mm-hmm.
And he apologized. And then the apology wasn't to the government's liking. The motherfucker went to go buy a house, try to buy a house. They wouldn't let him get it.
Mm-hmm.
They would not let him get this house because your likability rating, your behavior rating system shows that you are just a dick.
And China's citizen, censorship is... off the chain. Like, that's been off the chain for a minute. Like, they limit what you can see, like, on the internet. They have certain apps and, like, programs and softwares that only run in China. And then they are very strict about how people from China portray China to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, journalists get hit hard. A lot of music artists get hit hard. Just for, like, if you dare speak on, like, being uncomfortable with something that China does, they like, oh, fuck what you heard, what you ain't gonna do. But now the notion that the very thought of you speaking out on something or, like, I was listening to a podcast not too long ago, and somebody was talking about sexual harassment or misconduct or something happened to some Chinese girl, and I think she ended up killing herself. And a journalist was reporting on this story and then, like, trying to spread it. And they were saying how, like, the government shut down how, like, the ability to spread this story. So what they ended up having to do
how,
was, like...
Right, how?
Because it is censorship.
Right, okay. They, okay, it was a censorship.
Mm-hmm. So they're like, we don't want people to see this. We're going to block it. It's mm-hmm. not happening. They threatened the reporter. They, like, cease and desist. You know what I mean? Like, stop talking about this. I think, like, they arrested her at college or something. And tried, like, it was crazy. Mm. Telling her parents, like... You know, like, she was dead or something. Or, like,
they what?
Were, like, listen, it's crazy. So what she ended up having to do, because she thought the story was so important, is they started embedding a link to it in Bitcoin. So it was, like, people would go to this Bitcoin site and then, like, buy a specific Bitcoin or something. I don't know how it works. But anyway, you would buy it, and it would be tucked on, like, the back end of it. So then when you... receive it on your computer, you have the Bitcoin and you have the story, which you now can share with somebody else through Bitcoins. So, like, the information. But it's just like, first of all, that is, like, so involved.
Yeah, it is.
Just for something that over here in America, like, you can just, yeah, like, you know, like, this happened. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. But, like, Facebook isn't, it's so censored and so controlled over here. Like, it's...
Well, you know, there's
fake news. That's well, all they have.
But you know, they're about to get into this whole neutrality, internet neutrality.
Yeah.
And where they're trying to neutralize information that's put out onto the internet, mm-hmm. and that is a control tactic. It has to be.
Yeah.
They don't want us knowing certain things. And I mean, we don't know certain things now, right. Exactly. But I mean, we might have an idea, but the information that we need to know is not heavily promoted.
Right.
The information that they want to put out there to keep us stupid and dumb and ignorant
is
heavily pushed.
Right.
In society, in a sense, but
right.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
So China got some really fucked up stuff going on over there.
And has for years.
And so right. Everybody over in China isn't fully on board with it yet. They still trying to roll in a few cities, but they're saying that by 2020, they should be all in. That's terrifying. In Sweden, check out what's going on in Sweden, y'all. So they got microchipping over in Sweden. And at this point, it's about 3,000 people over in Sweden who have agreed to it. And so imagine this, right? So you know how you got your key that goes into your house. You got your key that goes to your door, your car. Mm-hmm. You got your gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
You got your swipe card for certain things and things like that. So they got this microchip, right? All that stuff disappears. You can get into your house. Just put your hand to the door. Boom. Get into your car. Put your hand to the door. Boom. Go into the gym. Put your hand to the key sign. Get into anything.
ATM, bank.
Pay for your stuff. You want to pay, you can have your credit card and stuff loaded inside this chip. I'm just going to swipe my hand over this chip, over this whatever, this receiver.
Reader. Yeah.
And I'm just going to pay for it like that. And it's crazy.
That is terrifying.
It's crazy because the thing is, yes, it is convenient, weirdly convenient, but they tracking you.
Of course.
This makes me think of all those movies like Aeon Flux, where somebody is in the system and you no longer have a name.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are, hey, resident 37251.
Mm-hmm.
37251, what are you doing?
Fifth element, right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody rebels and then the whole world go to shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's this new world order and nobody wants it, but it is what it is.
Right.
And that's what this shit is. This shit is crazy.
They trap you. They lure you in because of something innocent, right? Oh, get rid of all your keys and your blah, 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 blah. You just have to worry about this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling you, oh, it's so great, it's so convenient, blah, 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 blah. But what they ain't telling you is what's going on the backside. Like,
right.
What are they doing? Like, why? So if you wanted everything to be so convenient, why not make one out-of-body device?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be implanted inside of me?
Right. I mean, it could be something that I could possibly carry with me if I feel like it.
Right. Yeah.
You know? It's not going inside my body.
I would never agree to that.
That was my next question.
And then I'm wondering, like, how are they selling that? Like, how are they selling this to people? Like, how are they getting people to agree?
Brainwashing.
Oh, that's scary. Yo, yeah, I would never
I feel like, I'm sorry to cut you off. I feel like the first people that would be open-minded to that are the ignorant poor people who would be like, yeah, sure, okay.
I guess.
People who are just like, yeah, it is what it is.
But then,
I don't care.
With technology so new, and I'm saying still new regardless of how it's been out, because you don't know, like, what's the long-term effect of this? Mm-hmm. Do these things cause cancer? Do they cause memory loss or Alzheimer's? Do they expedite certain diseases like autoimmune that may already live within you? You don't know what inserting something that is electronic and constantly transmitting into your body.
Right.
What
exactly?
What does that do to you over time? You know what I mean?
Right.
So to, like, just not even know what happens and then, like, to sign up on this thing off some convenience shit?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you can miss me with that.
Straight up.
I ain't with it.
Straight up. I mean, you couldn't pay me to do that.
No.
You couldn't
not
pay
at all,
me to
but,
do that.
I mean, and that's the other thing. So money, right? You got companies out here paying their employees to get, like, the name of the company tattooed on them.
Fuck
or,
out of
like,
here.
Whatever. And people do it.
I don't
it.
Belong to
so
you.
So it's just, like, it's amazing to me, like, the bare minimum that it takes people to do something that is, like, so altering. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, I keep losing my keys. I might as well just get this chip. Instead of learning how to be responsible and hold on to your keys. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, oh, my job will give me an extra $500 if I get AM Pizza tattooed on my shin. What? $500? Yeah. You need $500 that bad?
Right. This is going to definitely cost you super, super, super more. Way more to get that shit removed.
You ain't going to get it removed.
No, they probably not going to get it removed.
Yeah. No. It's just weird. Like, people got to make better decisions. But I am a little bit more paranoid about things.
I be paranoid sometimes, too. Like, how do you feel about AI, artificial intelligence? Because I be paranoid sometimes with Alexa being beside my bed.
Yeah, so I don't.
You don't rock with Alexa?
I don't. She's gonna get it.
She gonna hear us.
Here she come right now. Yeah, She's coming. I don't believe in Alexa. I don't believe in Alexa. I don't believe in what's that?
Google Home.
Google Home.
Siri.
I ask Siri some questions.
Siri's AI.
I know Siri's AI, but I gotta push a button to talk to Siri. I can't just be like, hey. You can be like, hey, Siri, but I got that cut off my phone.
Okay, because they always listen.
I don't have that. So,
have y'all heard about Alexa? And how I feel like every time I say her name, she wake up. And I feel bad just saying she, because she's not a person.
She can hear through walls.
It's a robot. It's a machine. But Alexa, the Alexa, they had documentaries on Netflix and all that about this AI stuff. And it was points on it was on the news where she just started laughing out of nowhere, and she'd be like, out of nowhere.
Creepy.
Let me tell you, if I wake up in the middle of the night and Alexa's laughing,
that's because she's reading through your text messages while you sleep.
She probably be seeing some funny shit.
I'm telling you, man, these things are, I don't trust it. And
I'm telling you, she getting smashed. She getting smashed. I'm going to be in my room like, shut up, bitch. Ah! She getting smashed.
She already knows. She can already anticipate it. Because she already knows.
It's really just weird. And then one day, I ain't even going to lie. I saw someone on YouTube about these people talking to Alexa a certain kind of way. I asked her a question. I was like, yo, what you doing with this information? You recording it, sending it to the CIA?
Mm-hmm.
You know what she did? Do-do-do. The bitch shut down. She just stopped.
Because she can't lie.
She
you know what it is?
Stop processing.
You know, like, was it entrapment? Like, you got to ask a police officer if they're a police officer, and they have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask, if you ask Alexa if she's sending your information to the federal government, she got to say yes if she is.
But she don't ever say yes, though.
Right. She just died.
She just died.
Suspicious.
Exactly.
Suspicious.
And they come back like.
Listen, I don't know. Everybody keep asking me if the holidays are coming up. People have asked me if I wanted one of them things. No.
Yeah.
I don't. I will old school it. I will go to Google and type it in. That's bad enough. You know they got software that tracks your keystrokes.
Yes, they have soft. Bruh. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but there's definitely been times when I was out one day with friends talking.
Yeah.
I was not searching anything in my phone. I was simply having a conversation, and my phone was nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a couple days later, I opened my phone, and I started seeing advertisements for what we were talking about.
Yep.
That shit is creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
But
it disturbs me. And I would rather you Google. Stop listening to my conversations, goddamn.
But see, that's the part I think that bothers me the most, where you can just be living your life and then all of a sudden say Alexa, and then she's like, yeah. I'm like, nah, you don't just... Real human beings don't listen that well.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I could, my daughter be on YouTube, I'd be like, hey, I gotta put my hand in front of the screen for her to look up and be like, huh? I'm like, and that's somebody
Hello.
Who's sitting right in front of me. So if she not listening to me, then ain't no reason that Alexa should just know my heart.
But these programs are built to listen. They're built to
why are they built
right.
to listen?
And that's what is the information, like what is the information being used for? Like why do you need to have these random conversations? So in 2015 or 16,
okay.
I believe it was approximately, and this is under the Freedom Act.
Mm.
It was around like 151 million phone conversations that was tapped into.
In 2016.
Just in 2017.
It was 15 and then 16.
Well, either way.
Yeah,
it was
it was
significantly lower. And now, just in 2017 alone, it was over 500 million conversations.
So it went from 15 million.
It went from 151 to 500 something.
That's crazy.
And so, listen, I already know I'm part of that 500. They listening. I already know.
Oh,
I definitely, I got it. They got easy access with me. I got the Alexa in my room. And so, but my thing is like, why is it increasing more? So by 2019, it's going to be worse.
Right.
And it's just going to, it's almost like it's becoming a part of the norm. The situation that's going on in China, the situation that's going on in Sweden, I feel like those are things that could potentially become a norm for America.
Yeah.
One
when
day.
You have these politicians who are in pockets of lobbyists who are basically selling and promising
and
the information.
Right.
To all these foreign nations.
Right. And it comes down to money.
Nothing's private anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What
do you think about robots and having robots in your house?
I don't agree with having robots in your house.
Nope.
I think it's scary. I think it's sketchy. You already got a robot in your house.
Right.
I don't have a robot to my knowledge. I mean, I have my cell phone.
Right.
But are you talking about like moving actual hands?
I mean,
a
full fledged.
You know what else I don't trust? Since we talk
AI.
About robots.
What?
Them damn vacuum cleaners.
What? Oh, them robot vacuum?
Yeah.
I don't like them joints. Listen.
I think they were like,
nah.
I'm suspicious.
Them joints creep me out.
Yeah.
You come downstairs and something moving around.
Because here's the thing.
Nah.
They're like, oh, you know, like they get around all the little like,
Nope.
The they can maneuver things.
Yeah.
And they're saying that it's sensors, but I don't think so because how much them things cost, I bet money.
It's cameras in it?
It's a camera in it. I bet money it's a camera.
I wouldn't even be surprised. Some underlying information
cameras.
That we just don't know. I would not even be surprised.
That. I don't trust none of these.
But in regards to robots, like, I'm not with it.
Yeah.
I'm not with it. I'm more of a, I'm a people person. I want a real person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the type that want to call a number and just just deal with
I'm
no.
Sorry.
I've been on the phone like this. Representative.
I'm sorry.
Representative.
I'm sorry.
Representative. That be me.
Right.
Get on the goddamn phone. I don't want to talk to no robot.
And he hits. I'm sorry. I didn't.
All right.
Yeah, I hate them things. I hate them. I don't. Yeah. What do you think about like the robot delivery Amazon bot?
So Amazon has this whole home robot program that's rolling out that they're trying to keep under wraps. And if anybody knows Amazon, how Amazon is, y'all know that they are just like
everywhere.
They're everywhere,
omnipresent.
And they right. They're omnipresent. Absolutely. And they are in the process of rolling out robots that can be in a house with you. I don't know what the purpose of robots gonna be. It could very well be like a robot that could go get your toiletries for you, or that could order your stuff off Amazon. It could be an Amazon focused robot.
Like,
but even still, I got fingers. I can go online and do it my damn self.
Like the Jetsons.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know.
That robot.
That.
Yeah.
But yeah, something like that. I don't want nothing in my house. This is what I think about. I think about like how our grandparents, right? I feel like we gonna look at robots the way our grandparents look at cell phones, right?
Yeah.
So like you think about this, y'all.
Got them little computers.
Y'all know y'all grandparents be like, I don't need them that phone.
Y'all always on them things.
I don't even know how to use that.
They call them devices.
Them devices. What is in that? You can, oh my God, you can search the internet on the phone. They don't understand it. They just don't understand it. I feel like that's going to be me. I'm going to be looking at robots like, I don't need no robots in my house. I don't want, hello?
Yeah.
Are you a robot? Do you have feelings? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be talking to no robots.
But you know, that's the thing. That's the thing, though. That's what they're moving towards with these robots.
I know, but I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that shit in my house.
I think trying to make something...
That's the devil.
...artificial, very realistic is... I don't know why we need that.
Nah.
I don't know why we need that at all. I'm not a fan of having robots in your house. Anything can be hacked. Anything... can be hacked. So if I have a robot in my house and somebody doesn't like me, how do I know that they're not gonna program
my robot to kill me?
Yeah. Or to unlock my house door.
Oh, I didn't have to go so morbid.
Well, I mean, you never
program
know.
My robot to come kill my ass.
Or you know what I mean? Or like unlock my house when I'm not here. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's why I was talking to one of my friends. They just got Wi-Fi. They just got...
The Google system.
No, the ADT set up. Mm-hmm. Not ADT. Yeah. No, they went with ADT. One of my other friends went with this other one called Vivint or something.
Vivint
uh-huh. or whatever. But that's based on Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. If somebody can hack your Wi-Fi, cut your Wi-Fi off, they can bust into your house.
But that's the thing. They say that if they cut those cables, it still stays on.
I don't know.
Understand how. That's what the commercial... One of those commercials for something similar says that. Like...
Still, I don't want my security being based on the strength of my Wi-Fi.
We all know that Wi-Fi be
come on
iffy and outy,
spotty as hell.
What?
No,
yeah, no.
I need my security to be on point.
I'd rather pay the money for the landline, Playboy.
So
I had that as a backup.
It's okay to have it as a backup, but not as the primary line of defense. No.
Yeah.
So I also came across from what you telling me earlier about mind cloning.
Right. So
what did you think of that? What do y'all think about mind cloning, which is ultimately a digital copy of your mind outside of your body? So this is when you die.
So the whole mind cloning thing came about with a part of what you were just talking about, which was AI and the advent of like robots being made to be more humanoids, mm-hmm. I guess humanoids. So there are everybody's seen that one robot. I think is she Syrian?
I don't know her name, and I don't.
I think it's
really...
Serena or Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
she's creepy.
Creepy. They've recently given her citizenship.
Let's stop right there. Let's stop it. Because that irritates me. Because now that's equality. So you're giving a robot citizenship.
Yeah.
So now I'm a citizen, meaning I have rights. So now this robot has rights as a citizen.
Yes, she does.
The fuck out of here.
Because she's real.
No, she's not. It's a machine. See, I would be like on iRobot, one of the ones that was like, just kill all the damn robots. Just kill them.
Yeah.
Kill them all.
This robot.
Destroy them things.
She has citizenship. They're saying that she has, they're trying to get her to like develop emotions. So like if you offend her, you know, like she behaves as if she's offended. They're trying to make her more and more
so I can offend a robot.
Yeah.
So like the time, like when I call Alexa stupid, that hurt her feelings?
Yeah. But if it was Sophia, if it was Sophia,
she would cry.
Her face would scrunch up. Like I'm telling you, they have for real made this robot. They're trying to make her a person. They've given her citizenship. She walks. She talks.
I don't like
that. It's very weird. And then also, I know a lot of people know about Sabrina, but getting back to mind transferring, or what was it called?
Mind cloning.
That came out of the idea of Martine Rothblatt. Well, a lot of people don't know. Again, this is somebody else I found out through listening to another podcast. But this woman who was born a man is married to another woman. So her wife's name is... oh God, I can't think of her name now. Bina. The wife's name is Bina. And she wants to be with Bina forever. She wants to always have Bina around, even if Bina dies, because she just loves everything about Bina. So she has dumped so much money into creating another lifelike, real life humanoid robot. And her name is Bina. Her name is Bina too. And it has a face. It has her skin tone.
Y'all should see my face. I'm over here like
hair. It has. I mean, like this thing behaves. And then like I was watching the video, and the woman asked her like, "Are you real?" And then like the robot answered like, "But are any of us real?" Like something weird. Like a very philosophical answer, and it was really weird. But she was saying how she's poured so much money and so much time and so much effort into like getting this thing to like have this plethora of responses and thoughts and reactions. It's essentially mind cloning, which is where you try to capture everything, every word, every phrase, every snip, quick thought that a human person would have. So, like, the idea behind mind cloning is if I got hit by a bus but my mind was cloned, it would be, like, essentially transplanting my mind into a thing that's not me. And right. I would continue to live on. Mm-mm. But as a robot. Like, that is freaking creepy.
It is.
That's extremely creepy.
It really is.
And they're fine with it. The woman who came up with it, I guess, Martine Rothblatt, she... She is the highest paid CEO in America. She does United Therapeutics, and she invented Sirius Radio. But this is what rich people are doing out here. They don't want to die, and they want to make sure that their ideas and their concepts and their thoughts live on forever.
I'm okay with dying and just being gone.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm okay with my family members dying and just being gone once you accept it and go through your grieving process. But you don't have to keep them around as a computer. That shit is fucking weird.
But what's happening is the people with the money are going to be the people that are essentially, if you think about it, trying to shape the future.
Right.
Because if only my ideas carry on.
Well, those are the people that's shaping the future now.
Right. But I'm saying, like,
As a continuum. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I have the money to build the technology that will evolve and eventually rule the world, I guess, is the main point.
Right.
Then I would like for it to have my ideals so that my ideas also continue into the future.
Right.
Like, that to me is crazy. That's crazy.
All this shit is crazy.
Everything goes somewhere. Your thumbprint goes somewhere. Your Alexa goes somewhere. Your text messages, your emails, your videos, your Marco Polos, all this stuff goes somewhere.
Right.
It's not just you seeing it. That's the thing.
So do you trust the way that the government using technology? I mean, because we don't know. We don't really know what the purpose of it is. We know that they're collecting it, but do you have any amount of trust in the government?
We don't even know what they won't tell us. We don't know.
Do you have any amount of trust in the government in that regard?
For privacy?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I have none.
Me either.
I have none.
None.
Zero.
You can't even get me started on the government and trust, because I just don't trust it.
Yeah, no. I just think with the way money, how important money is, how important power is, how important influence is, people will sell. I mean, look at this fool in the office.
Mm-mm.
Look at this fool in the office.
No,
now,
I won't.
This man is sell. Okay, 23andMe. All these
ancestry
mm-hmm. things. You take your DNA. You send it in, you find out you have Cambodian, whatever, good for you. You get to eat fried rice on the weekends. That's fine.
Don't be like that. Anyway.
They eat fried rice.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Okay, you Jamaican, you get to make jerk chicken. Okay. You get the recipe from your auntie. Whatever makes you happy. So, you're thinking, what do I get out of this? I get to know that, you know, my hair curls because blah, blah,
because
blah,
because of
blah,
my ethnicity.
Right.
My lineage.
You get what you want out of it and you walk away.
Uh-huh.
Where is your DNA? Who has that?
Right. Because they're not going to just dispose of it.
It's not discarded. It's mm-mm. not destroyed. Mm-mm. It is saved. And what's recently been happening is China is buying up all the labs mm-hmm. that can quickly produce these results. So a lot of these companies, 23andMe, Ancestry.com, are shipping your DNA abroad to get it hurriedly processed and then sent back. You don't care because you got your information. But now China has your DNA and genetic
Think about
code.
What's going on after the fact.
Think about what's going on after that. So what are they going to do with that information? Now you have a foreign entity that knows if you have asthma. They know if you are prone to an autoimmune disease. They know if people in your family or in your lineage or your heritage tend to have a problem with alcoholism.
Just off your DNA.
So what can they do with that information? They own pharmaceutical companies. They own liquor companies. They know how to now advertise to you without you even know that you're being advertised to because something that you sent because you wanted to know what flag to hang over your desk.
The whole shit is just depressing when you think about it, and you really don't even know how to move forward at this point in regards to not dealing with technology, because we're technologically inclined at this point.
That's
and we're
scary
stuck.
Part. You can't not be a part of technology. Right.
That's told somebody the other day my phone was dead and I was trying to get somewhere and I was
like that commercial. I'm dying.
I told somebody my phone was dead and I was trying to get somewhere and I was like, I guess I gotta print this MapQuest map out. And they was like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. At one point, MapQuest was a thing. And it still is.
But
For your grandparents.
Right.
They know how to use the internet now, but don't know how to use the cell phone.
They're not a
And don't know how to use their Garmin GPS. They don't have the Garmin GPS.
They still make Garmin?
They still make Garmin,
wow.
Yeah.
That's nostalgic.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, but like even something as simple as that, right? Like what do you do when you leave the house and leave your credit card?
Right.
What
use
do you
your
do
phone?
When you leave your phone?
If like, you was in Sweden, you just use
your
hand.
Just
hold your hand to your face and have a conversation.
That should be a challenge.
What?
Take out like $60. We're going to do this one week. Take out $60.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your phone and your cards at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make it through like the week.
I need 100.
Okay, 100.
We can do that this week.
I can't do it this week.
See, she ain't ready, y'all. She ain't ready. Listen, serious tip. We really got to be careful about the information that we're putting out there into the world because we don't know what they're doing with it. You don't know who else is going to have access to that information. And also just maintain our own level of privacy. Yeah. Privacy is a real commodity these days. We don't get it too often. But then also some people don't even really appreciate their privacy anymore.
Right.
They don't even really care to not post everything on Instagram and Facebook. Like every aspect of your life for the most part is online. Like people are always exposed to it. And I think at some point we need to be a little bit more attentive about the way that we're doing that. Like not being so aggressive about posting our lives and putting our information out there to the world. Whether what you're saying, in your opinion, is not even that serious and who cares if the government hears it or not, it's the principle. It's your information. It's your life. They do not need to have access to it. Guard yourself. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, live your life like it's going to be recorded forever, right? I mean, y'all see Kevin Hart just got bumped from doing the Oscars for some tweets that he did back in 1932. You see what I'm saying? People, nothing goes away. Everything stays. Like, what do they say? Dance like nobody's watching, but tweet like all of it's going to be subpoenaed. Like, you have to, like...
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Dance like nobody's watching, but tweet like it's going to be subpoenaed?
Yes. Because
what the F? This is the world we live in.
Yeah, because, like, you got to live your life assuming that something is going to be called to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can't just be dumping information out and sayings and whatever just thinking it's all going to be, you know, for the birds. Mm-hmm. Everything is recorded. Everything lasts somewhere. So
Cray.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
It's crazy.
What you putting out there, you know?
Damn.
Whew. Heavy.
That is super heavy.
Heavy, baby.
That takes us into our vibe out segment. We got Lil Baby by Danny Lee, Danny Lay, Danny. Don't nobody know how to say the second part of her name, okay?
She does.
We got Danny with Lil Baby. And I always liked this song. Like, it's real fun and cool. It's chill. It ain't got shit to do with what we talking about today, right. But it's cool.
This is a decompression vibe out.
Yeah, we just gonna go ahead and vibe out for this real quick and have a nice little laugh and just chill. And then we back with y'all in a little bit.
My little baby, change your price tag. There's a hope for you. Wanna watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that, is your role. Be precise, yeah. Girl, you miss your flight, yeah. It's so exciting.
So exciting, yeah.
Been waiting to get with you.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Can't send love through bitches.
No way, no way.
Get your chance, baby, don't miss it.
Let you take it, yeah.
I'm the best that you never had. I'm the best that you never had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My little baby, change your price tag. That's a hope,
yeah.
On the watch that. Yeah, I'm on work. If you want that. Is your role then?
Yeah, yeah.
Be precise,
yeah. Hey, yeah.
My little baby,
baby.
Change your life, yeah. There's a upgrade on your ice,
hey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Y'all ain't see my yuck face. I was getting it right now.
And this joint Millie rocking on any block.
They don't know about it. They don't know about it. Tell the people.
Hopefully y'all enjoyed that.
Yeah, a little decompress after that hectic ass topic.
Heavy ass topic. God damn.
Heavy topic. Lord.
It's coming.
Lift what you need.
Get your mind right.
That's right.
Lift what you need. Lift what you need. You know damn well that ain't what you supposed to do. Don't do that. Don't do that. You can't sue us. Okay? You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, all right, y'all.
Listen,
I don't have much else to say.
I don't have much else to say about that, but I did want to jump on to something real quick. Not a movie minute, but something that I seen yesterday. It was a play. It was called She the People.
Okay.
If y'all ain't seen...
Where'd you see it?
I saw it at the Woolly Mammoth in D.C.
Okay.
The theater. It was great. It was great. Okay. It basically, it's an all-female, all-star team of, like, the Second City's most fearless and, like, tuned in sketch comics, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, they're hilarious. It's, like, six of them.
Okay.
And they were funny as shit.
Really?
And I was quite surprised. I was quite surprised. Woolly Mammoth has some other shows that's coming up as well that I want to check out. But She the People basically was, it was a group of feminists, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
who kind of came together. And they made light of just all the bullshit that's going on in today's society.
Which you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Which is why we talk shit and speak truth. Because yep. at the end of the day, shit is bad.
Yeah.
Okay? Some shit is bad. Some shit is good. And you just have to make light of and learn where you fit in regards
yeah.
to what's going out in today's world.
Right.
And so She the People did a very good job of kind of... making light, like bringing light to some of the heavier issues that's going on in today's world.
Yeah.
And it was quite entertaining.
Okay.
It was quite entertaining. It was a really good play.
Were they all, I guess, like new, like you hadn't heard of any of these people before?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm sure they've had other projects and whatnot, but...
Yeah, but new to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's running?
I don't.
Okay.
Just look up. It's at the Woolly Mammoth. It's in D.C. I believe it's... Not too far. It's off of 7th and D or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, check it out, y'all. She the People.
Yeah, I'm going to go see a play at Roundhouse Theater. And it's it's called Gem of the Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be really good. It's an August Wilson
play.
So,
nice.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to go see that. Yeah, I'm going to go see it on the 29th. So
nice.
I will let you all know about that. But that wraps us up for the rest of the show.
It does.
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
And we will see y'all next week.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
Bum, bum, bum. Hi, guys.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Lady Cove.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for tuning in.
Hopefully y'all been continuously tuning in, checking out the shows on a weekly basis.
Yep.
We're back, ready to talk some shit and do what?
Speak some...
accent enough to talk about him. You don't know any other accents so enough to me.
A person in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. He's in your neighborhood. Person is a person in your neighborhood. A person that you meet each day.
That was your impersonation of Ernie.
That's Ernie. Bert, a Bert and Ernie.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Lady Code.
Be sure to like, review, and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Also, make sure to follow us on all things social media at TheLadyCove_podcast.
And don't forget to send your questions and comments to TheLadyCove@gmail.com.
Peace.
Yeah, I was recording.
You were in the room.
Oh, you didn't know you didn't know it was recording? Yeah. I didn't know it was recording either. She's sneaky because I didn't know it was recording until I just saw it.
I just thought the conversation was interesting.
It was.
We're not going to use all of it, but it'll be fun for bloopers later.